The Environmental Protection Agency has for the first time confirmed what critics of the natural gas drilling practice known as fracking have long suspected. Fracking can contaminate drinking water supplies. The EPA conducted extensive testing of wells in central Wyoming, where this method of injecting chemically treated water into underground rock formations to push the natural gas to the surface has been widespread. Abram Lustgarten has been following the story for the online news source ProPublica. And Abram, we've spoken with you guys before. We know a lot of people across the country feel their water sources are contaminated, but there's never been this official link. So how has this link been made in Wyoming?
Well, it all began about 3 years ago. The EPA responded to complaints from residents in Pavilion, Wyoming, similar to those that they've heard from other residents across the country. It was a couple-step process. The first was to go out and figure out, first of all, if there was, in fact, contamination. And they tested water wells in a total of 42 homes and found varying degrees of pretty serious contamination that could or could not match the drilling industry, but certainly didn't rule it out. But they were able to rule out other factors like agricultural pollution and so forth. And then the final step was to go and drill these deep wells, and they drilled two deep monitoring wells to 1,000 feet to see if there was contamination deep underground. And what they found down there was actually far worse than what they found in the residential wells, and the levels of contaminants were quite high, and they matched, in at least 10 compounds, they matched chemicals used in hydraulic fracturing fluids. And so the EPA concluded that the most likely cause of that pollution was indeed hydraulic fracturing.
And just to be clear, wasn't the industry arguing when this accusation was levied in the past that, well, it's not maybe the fracking, it's not the process, maybe it's a bad well? Or, you know, in other words, is this, you know, an intact well and fracking done the way it should be? Everything went the way it should, and they are concluding that it's the fracking that causes the contamination?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's one of the most interesting things about this case. What you've heard from the industry for a number of years now is an effort to separate problems that you have in oil and gas wells. And so, for instance, if there's a construction problem with a well or a crack in the cement or casing that's supposed to secure it, they say that that's a separate problem that has nothing to do with fracturing. Now, one of the things that the EPA found, and it's kind of obscure and buried in their report in Wyoming, but they found that the cement, the quality of the cement on the well structure itself, was faulty in areas immediately adjacent to the zone of the well that's hydraulically fractured. And that implies that the force of the fracturing either exploited a weakness in that cement or caused a weakness in that cement. But it doesn't mean that cementing problems are always caused by fracturing. But in this case, there was definitely a connection.
Right. We know other states are considering fracking in upstate New York. Other states have fracking and are trying to figure out how to regulate it, and thinking of Pennsylvania. But didn't the EPA say that this is only a finding that has to do with Wyoming because of the depth of the fracking?
They did. And, you know, to be clear, the geology is different in every single place that oil and gas drilling happens. It's different in Texas, from Colorado, from New Mexico, from Wyoming, and from the Marcellus Shale in the east. So it's not quite it doesn't exactly mean what some people are interpreting it to mean, that this is not the Marcellus Shale. It simply means that the properties for drilling in Wyoming are unique, and the research that the EPA did needs to be seen in the context of that specific geology, but it still has important lessons and addresses some of the general arguments that have been made about drilling risks elsewhere over the last couple of years.
So in just the minute or so we have, what do you think will happen because of this ruling?
Well, it's really interesting because this case isn't one of the test cases that the EPA is looking at nationally. So it pretends to be a turning point. It will probably affect the push for legislation in Washington, and it certainly will affect the thinking inside of the EPA. I know some of the researchers are involved in the national study, but because it's not a formal part of that study, it's really difficult to predict, and it's really hard to tell what states like New York and Pennsylvania that are doing their own independent regulation and research will make of the EPA report either.
Yeah. Avron Lustgarten, a reporter with the online news source ProPublica, on the EPA's conclusion that fracking has contaminated drinking water supplies in Wyoming. Avron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.